Nancy Pelosi assures UN, "We are still in to fight global warming." By Joshua Kaplan on December 2, 2019. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, declared Monday that the United States will join other nations in their fight against climate change at a United Nations-led press conference in Madrid, Spain. "By coming here, we want to say to everyone, we're still in," Pelosi said of the U.S.'s commitment to tackling global warming. "The United States is still in." The House Speaker is leading a delegation of 14 other House and Senate Democrats to this year's UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, 25 Colombian pesos, in an effort to assuage concerns of the U.S.'s scheduled withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. Pelosi is representing only herself and congressional Democrats on the trip. Accompanying the California Democrat on the taxpayer-funded trip are Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, D.R.E., Representative Frank Pallone, D.N.J., Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson, D.T.X., Representative Raul Grijalva, D.Oz., Representative Kathy Castor, D.F.L., Representative Betty McCollum, D.M.N., Representative Suzanne Bonamici, D.O.R., Representative Julia Brownlee, D.C.A., Representative Jared Huffman, D.C.A., Representative Scott Peters, D.C.A., Representative Debbie Dingell, D.M.E., Representative Mike Levin, D.C.A., Representative Sean Casten, D.E.L., and Representative Joan Egas, D.C.O. In a statement, the 25 Colombian pesos said its chief aim of the convention is to raise overall ambition also by completing several key aspects with respect to the full operationalization of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. Other focus areas at 25 Colombian pesos will include adaptation, loss and damage, transparency, finance, capacity building, indigenous issues, oceans, forestry, gender and more, it added. President Donald Trump formally withdrew the U.S. from the Obama-era agreement in October, fulfilling a key campaign promise as part of his America First agenda, in which he pledged to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. At the time, the president noted that complying with the pact would impact as much as 2.7 million lost jobs by 2025 and lead to 440,000 fewer manufacturing jobs. The U.S. will officially exit the agreement on November 4, 2020.